Good morning. It's 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka, and it's time for a live local interview. I have a whole host of folks in the studio here this morning. They're here with Ramshackle and Art Change to talk about an upcoming event. So good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Wow, listen to all these. This is so fun. I just love talking about these events. So we're here to talk about an event coming up tomorrow night, the Holiday Comedy and Burlesque. And I'm going to start with Serena Wild. Serena, if you could start, you could tell us a little bit about what you got cooking for tomorrow night.
So the Ramshackle Cabaret and Art Change are presenting tomorrow night, December 22nd, a holiday comedy and burlesque act, like show, extravaganza, something to get everybody in the holiday spirit.
So how are you going to get people in the holiday spirit?
You know, there's
without too many spoiler alerts here.
There's going to be some naughty, some nice, you know, a little bit of caroling, some different holiday acts going on. We might have Santa visiting.
Right on. Oh, Santa visiting.
Maybe.
Great. Santa makes the rounds this time of year, right?
Yep. She gets around.
She gets around. I'm liking this already. Okay. So I'm going to turn to Bella. I'm going to ask you a little bit about your role in this event. You're new to the event.
Yes, I am.
Yeah. And tell me about what you got. What's on your list? What's on your naughty and nice list for this event?
Well, I am one of the acts. This will be my first year, which is super exciting. Mm-hmm. We're going to be doing a little bit of Christmas singing, but no spoilers, so you'll have to come and see.
Okay, deal. That's a deal. And how about you, Michael?
Yeah, so this is also my first time performing as well. Again, without any spoilers, I will be performing with a particularly infamous holiday character, so I'm sure all of you will have quite a good time seeing how that unfolds.
Also, you have really nice legs.
That's true.
Shameless plug.
Now, from where I'm sitting, I'm not able to see that. Of course, our radio audience can't see that either, so they'll have to come to the show as well.
Okay. But that fits into one of our missions, right? About body positivity.
Yes, it does.
So, Ellen, thank you for popping in here. Ellen Frankenstein is also here in studio with us. These folks designated you the mother of the organization. Is that kind of what they said?
A mother, partner, enhancer, encourager. You know, Art Change just loves things that are fun, that provoke thinking, that engage people, that have a little social justice bent, which we should talk about why we're doing this a little bit.
Yeah, why are you doing this? So this is not the only event this year. Serena, is that right?
No, it's not. So this little show is actually a fundraiser for our big cabaret that takes place February 15th and 16th. And so this is fundraising for the big show that all the proceeds from the big show go to Planned Parenthood. Mm-hmm. We're very big into body positivity, supporting sexual reproduction, women's rights, all of those things. And we have to fundraise so we can put on a big show and get lots of funds for Planned Parenthood.
Yeah, so tell me more about this body positivity. So Bella, you have some comments on that, I think, some observations.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I think, speaking as a mother, I've had, you know, two children, and getting up there and putting yourself out there is really difficult. You know, your body changes in an instant, and you don't really have a chance to kind of, you know, take it in. It just happens. And so afterwards, you're kind of left, you know, trying to discover yourself again. And it's important to me this year. I just, you know, had a second child, and I want to promote loving yourself as much as I love myself. I think it's so important for mothers all around to, they're so amazing. We create humans, for crying out loud. There's no reason why we should hate our bodies. And so I'm going to strut my stuff and do my thing and raise some money for an amazing cause.
Yeah, and you won't be alone. There are how many performers are you going to have? Michael, do you have a sense for the number of performers this coming up tomorrow night? It's a big show. I know the big show, which I've been to, that's happening in February, but I'm not as familiar with the more burlesque, the comedy burlesque shows that you're doing.
Yeah, so again, as Serena mentioned, the Comedy in Burlesque show is a smaller show meant to generate seed money for the larger cabaret. Mm-hmm. So it's not quite on the scale of the cabaret, nor is it in the same venue. It'll be in the downstairs of the Mean Queen tomorrow night. But we're looking at about 10 different acts, and that's about, I would say, 10 or so individuals.
Okay.
So it's a much more intimate show. It's a shorter show, but it also has a fairly strong theme, and I think it's a good opportunity to get people inside and have them do something fun and bring a little light into the holiday.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And again, the theme is holiday.
Just holiday, Christmas, just cheer.
Yeah.
Naughty and nice.
Yeah, so how long have you been thinking about this? How are you? So I'm going to ask Serena this question. So you're part of the kind of organizing committee, and I know it's a big group of people organizing it, but how long have you been thinking about this, and what other ideas have you been kicking around?
Well,
that you can share at 8:16 in the morning.
Well, Ramshackle Cabaret, we like to always say, hey, it's Ramshackle, because things don't really come together until last minute. We All started right. talking about the burlesque show maybe in November, and we didn't have a sound guy until yesterday, essentially. It's we're mm-hmm. ramshackle. It all magically comes together in the end.
Okay.
So we're starting to talk about the February show, and that's only not even 2 months away.
Yeah, should you talk about the theme of the February show?
Yeah, let's talk about the February show.
Okay.
Michael.
Yeah.
He's ready to talk about this one.
I am ready to talk about this theme. So the theme for the upcoming cabaret show is going to be centered around space. So think cosmic, think galactic. It's going to be out of this world, no pun intended.
I can do and that. I can think that way, yeah.
Yeah, so the idea there is it allows the performers to be really diverse in how they choose to present themselves and perform. So we're moving beyond, you know, gender and sexuality at this point. We're talking about, like, species, and really with space, like, it's whatever our imaginations can kind of dream up for Sitka as we perform. So we're really looking forward to the diversity that's going to afford us.
Well, I'm looking forward to that, because I've seen in previous shows some pretty serious creativity coming out of this group. So I think I heard mention of some makeup or prosthetics. Is that, yeah?
Yeah, our makeup Serena? Gals are starting to look already, and they're like, hey, you can go to the site. There's prosthetics that we can put it on you and do the makeup and make you look like a completely different creature. Our makeup gals are super excited for this theme.
So it's kind of like Halloween in a way. It could be like
yeah,
Halloween
totally.
In February. Why not?
Yeah.
There are tricks and treats. So I guess it really depends on what time of year.
Okay, you got me.
We need more time if we get to step outside of ourselves, don't we?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So how does this, so this theme was voted on, is that right? So if I remember right, there was a bit of a vote at the end of the last show. And some people had come up with some themes, and then the audience was asked at the end of the last show. Is that right? I have that right, right? If I remember that right? What do you want to do for next year?
Well, we did it as a group. We had some meetings, and we met.
Okay.
And, like, there are people who have, like, five ideas. They're like, for the next five shows, can we do these? And so we kind of vote as a group.
Okay.
What do we want to do next? What direction do we want to take?
Okay. Can you speak a little bit about last previous event? Ellen, I'll ask you if you recall previous themes. The last one was a bit medieval.
Yeah.
Right? And before that...
We had the Cabinet of Curiosities before that.
Oh, yes. There was some magic
We went a little darker.
That was definitely a darker show. Yeah.
And we had the casino
yes.
the year before that. And
that was good.
Yeah.
The sets were amazing. Yeah.
That one was a fun one. It really was. Yeah.
And Michael, you're involved with some of the set design.
I have been in the past. So the casino theme was one I was more directly involved in. So hopefully as people come to the show tomorrow night and consider donating and providing additional seed funds, we'll be able to take our sets to the next level, especially considering that the theme is going to be space. So we really want to be able to bring it to everyone.
Yeah, and everybody's time and energy and materials, it's all donations. Mm-hmm. We're not making a dime off this. It's purely donation driven and what people are willing to sacrifice. And it's blood, sweat, and tears to get this show together.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, good for you folks for your efforts and for getting this going. So once again, we've been talking about the two events, but the more timely event is tomorrow night. I'm going to ask Bella if you could tell us, remind us where and when the event is tomorrow.
Oh, the show is tomorrow night downstairs, The Mean Queen. I've heard it called The Dungeon, but it provides a really great set for us. And it's at 8 o'clock. Okay. So come and watch us.
Okay, good. Good, good, good. So, and that is to provide some seed money for the big show, which is coming up on February 15th and 16th, a space themed.
Yes.
Loose space.
A cruise through the galaxies.
A cruise through the galaxy. Okay. Well, thanks so much for joining me. We've been talking to some folks from Art Change and from Ramshackle. Ramshackle Cabaret, that's the event of the name of the, certainly the big show. Bella Oswalt, Serena Wilde, Michael Mausbach, and Ellen Frankenstein. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Good luck with your event tomorrow night, and look forward to seeing all the efforts pay off in February. Thanks so much.
Happy solstice.
Thank you.
Yeah. And happy solstice.